Radio 1.
Das Ende dieser Woche wird musikalisch noch einmal gekrönt durch eine Künstlerin aus Finnland. Dort wurde sie vor 30 Jahren geboren ungefähr. Dort sog sie alles ein, was es an Blues, Jazz und Soul so gab und schuf ihre ganz eigene wundervolle und zeitlose Musik daraus. Was sie seit vier, fünf Jahren jetzt auch in Berlin tut, wo sie inzwischen lebt und wo sie am Montag und quasi Modus spielen wird. Wir sind sehr froh, dass sie heute das schon bei uns tut. Herzlich willkommen, Ina Forsman. Hi Ina.
Hallo schön.
Okay, we talked about this. We were talking about, wir haben darüber gesprochen, wie es um ihr Deutsch bestellt ist und sagt sie, na ja, ich kann Hallochen.
A little bit more than that, but yeah. On an interview, okay. That's where we're gonna leave it.
Okay, also sie wird es im Interview lieber nicht machen, weil sie hat das Gefühl, noch nicht perfekt zu sein. Wobei Perfektion ist eigentlich gar nicht unser Thema. You live in Berlin. No, first, congratulations. Your live album has been released today.
Also, thank you.
Heute ist ein Live-Album erschienen, genau heute. So, is it different from the release of a studio album? Also ich frage Sie, ist das ein Unterschied zum Studioalbum schon, weil die Songs sind ja schon mal aufgenommen worden?
When I decided that I want to make a live album, I thought like, oh, we're just gonna make a live album. It's gonna be easy. It's not gonna be as much work as studio. Like we just record a couple of shows and then we just put it out, and it's gonna be just like a in between album between two studio albums. And it turned out to be just as much work.
Maybe really?
Even more some ways, because we had to record a lot of shows, and the whole process at the end of the day, it's the same.
Okay, also nein, es ist nicht einfacher, weil sie hat gedacht, es sei einfacher. Man haut so ein Live-Album raus, so zwischen zwei Studio-Album, lass uns das machen. Und es hat sich aber herausgestellt, dass es doch bei weitem komplizierter ist, weil sie haben verschiedene Shows aufgenommen. Und der Prozess, das dann eben die Auswahl zu treffen und zu bearbeiten, das war wirklich sehr viel Arbeit. So, congratulations, you finally made it. Also sie hat es geschafft. You live in Berlin for about five or six years. Also seit 5, 6 Jahren, wo sie hat auch schon mal bei uns gespielt. You played the Franz Radio Show.
Right after the pandemic, I think 21.
Genau, also wir hatten dieses wunderbare, den Franz Sommergarten. Während der Pandemie war das so ein Raum zum Atmen. Da haben wir unsere Sendung gemacht. Das war sehr schön. Da hat sie gespielt. So, living in Berlin, has life here been good to you so far? Also war das Leben gut zu ihr hier in den 5, 6 Jahren?
I got here 2019, right at the end. And then, you know,
okay,
we all know what happened, 2020. So it took a little bit longer to feel like home, because the first full year was just, I was, as a musician, you know, all the work was cut out. It was just about survival. I think now it starts to feel like home.
Mm-hmm.
Like I start to notice, like if I have to go somewhere, I don't have to look religiously at Google Maps. I'm like, I know the U-Bahn station I have to go to. Like I know some stuff already.
Because
this is it's a big city, so much bigger than Helsinki. So yeah, it took a long while for me to like. I'm still a little bit lost, but you know, I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Also sie kam das Ende 2019 nach Berlin und dann passierte das, was wir alle wissen, nämlich die Pandemie, und sie war zurückgeworfen und das Leben als solches fand nicht mehr statt, und das war für Menschen, die Musik machen und gewohnt sind, auch zu spielen, sehr, sehr schwer. Also hat es länger gedauert, überhaupt anzukommen und so. Und inzwischen ist es aber passiert und sie ist nicht mehr so verloren mit Google Maps. Sie ist muss nicht mehr religiös draufstarren. Sie kennt sich inzwischen aus, besser aus und so. Aber manchmal, weil Berlin doch größer ist als Helsinki, wo sie herkommt, ist sie manchmal auch ein bisschen verloren. So, yesterday we had an author here. He wrote a book about Berlin. It was a Berlin bashing. So, wir hatten gestern jemanden hier, der hat eine Berlin-Beschimpfung geschrieben. Björn Kulik hat ja, if you have to... is there something you would complain about Berlin? Gibt es etwas, worüber sie sich beklagen kann in Berlin? I mean, Helsinki, what a beautiful city. Berlin, beautiful. I don't know.
Oh, Berlin is so beautiful.
It's beautiful,
you think? I find it so beautiful.
Okay, yeah. Protest in Berlin. Okay, Berlin ist eine sehr schöne Stadt.
Yeah, for me,
nothing
yes,
to
for
complain.
Sure. I guess, okay, so the thing is that even though I lived most of my life around Helsinki, which is the capital city of Finland, but even if it's capital city, there's always a place, even in the centrum, where you can find a street where there's no one else.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as Finnish people, we like our space.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of space in Berlin.
No,
there's
not at all.
A lot of people, and it's really hard to find, like I'm just used, as a Finnish person, I'm just used to having a lot of space around me. Mm-hmm. Like when the pandemic came and you would go to supermarkets and there was this thing, you know, the 1.5 meters, you have to take the distance. For Finnish people, that was we're already doing that. So,
yeah.
Also, so I guess that's the one thing that I miss sometimes.
Ja. Also das ist interessant. Also wir wissen, Finnland und auch selbst Helsinki hat viel Raum. Ne? Und in Helsinki findet man immer eine Straße, wo niemand anders ist. Und die Finnen sind es gewohnt, dass sie Raum um sich herum haben. Das ist in Berlin anders. Es ist sehr voll. Und als die Pandemie kam und es diese Abstandsregeln gab, 1,5 Meter Abstand halten, das machen die in Finnland sowieso. Insofern war das ein Zustand, den sie sehr gut kannten. Let's talk about your music. It's so rich and so deep and soaked in the wonderful world of soul and blues. And what was that the music you grew up with? Also diese Musik, die sie macht, die also zeitlos schön ist und tief und auch das, was man hört ihre Platte und denkt, man ist aus der Zeit gefallen. Also es ist einfach wunderschöne Musik, wie sie einem vertraut vorkommt und trotzdem ist sie neu. Ist sie damit auch aufgewachsen?
It was not what I grew up with. It's what I found later on at my late teens, somewhere around 15, 16, 17. I found Etta James,
mm-hmm.
and through that, a whole scene of artists and African American music, and I discovered this search for soulful music and soulful ways to do music, and then I just started to find that mostly in this type of music, and I'm still doing that search, always
yeah.
trying to make things as soulful as possible, and I think any kind of music can be soulful. It's a certain frequency, but I find it personally in this kind of music.
Ja, also es war nicht, sie ist damit nicht aufgewachsen, so, aber als Teenager hat sie diese Musik, also beginnend mit Etta James zum Beispiel, aufgenommen und sie sagt, jede Art von Musik hat Seele, aber diese Art von Musik, da fühlt sie sich zu Hause und die kann sie ausfüllen mit einer wunderbaren Stimme ja sowieso, aber eben auch mit ihrer Seele und das ist fantastisch zu hören. You call your music cinematic soul.
Yes.
Is that right? Also, sie nennt sie cinematic soul.
Yes, that was kind of the, when I did the last album, that was kind of the idea that came to me because I always wanted to make big music. Mm-hmm. I wanted the strings and the horns and the choir, just everything that just yells soulful. I wanted to have it all. And that's how I was thinking like cinematic, because the cinematic music is always big.
Yeah.
And but also with cinematic soul, there's this touch of retro and vintage.
Yeah.
And well, in this kind of music, I love naturally everything.
Yeah.
Vintage.
Also sie fasst in diesem Begriff cinematic soul, es ist groß. Es ist, sie wollte alles in diese Musik packen. Also musikalisch sowieso und die Streicher und Bläser und das ganze große Besteck, was in dieser Musik drin ist, was man auch auf ihrem Album hört, sowohl auf dem Live-Album als auch auf dem Studio-Album. Und das hat etwas Cinematografisches tatsächlich. Ne? Und wenn man die Videos guckt, sieht man das auch. Also diese Retro-Attitüde auch, die in dieser Musik wohnt, die keine Attitüde ist, sondern die einfach auch so ganz natürlich gegeben ist durch das, was sie da tut, das erfüllt sie wunderbar mit Leben. So, on Monday you play the Quasimodo. Have you ever played there?
I have played a few shows back in the day, But yeah, it's going to be exciting to go back there. This is going to be my first time playing with my own band, like my own full show.
Ah, okay. Das, also sie hat im Quasimodo schon gespielt, aber das ist das erste Mal, dass sie mit ihrer eigenen Band ihre eigene Show spielt am Montagabend im Quasimodo. And today, tonight, you play here in Berlin, in the Bikini Studio. And you brought one musician. It's
my guitar player, Figo Jessen.
Ah, okay, Figo Jessen. Ina Forstmann, live hier bei Radio 1.
We're gonna play you some soul music. Do you like soul music? All right, that's good. I got my guitar player Fico here. Give it up for Fico. He's gonna help me out. This is a song from my first album. It's called No Room for Love. Now, baby, see, we built this mess all by ourselves. Ain't got nothing but dust lying on our old bookshelves. You see big windows, let that light in, but somehow everything's under shade. It ain't got no pretty picture to put in this ragged frame. 'Cause this house ain't got no room for love. You know this house ain't got no room for love. Should've built one spare room for sure. Now this house ain't got no room for love. La 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 la. La 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 la. To figure out what went wrong. Did we build this house on a broken tile? You see the water doesn't run, and the flowers won't bloom. Echoes go around this empty house, but I can't seem to find no room. This house ain't got no room. Just a little bit harder, just a little bit, to make this house a home. You know devotion could have been stronger. All the vivid colors, they have turned black and white. And I need some more than a flaming fireplace to keep me warm and light. 'Cause this house ain't got no room for love. You know this house ain't got no room for love. Should've built my spare room for sure. Now this house ain't got no room for love. Ain't got no room for love. Oh, now this house ain't got no room for love. no room for love.
Danke schön.
So now comes the time to speak the words left unsaid. The same time you held my hand, I know you wanted to hold hers instead. Well, played my friend, your bitter farewell. It was sweet hello, hello for her. Just like your love, soon she was gone. Oh boy, you have some nerve. Now you want me back. You want me back just like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, the second I got used to be on my own. Now you want me back, baby. But I don't want you back no more. I ain't gonna lie, I wanted you back for a long time. Wondering all day and night how you got me to stick around all this time. Oh, you were so cruel, but as a surprise I got over you, oh yes I did. But now you're here again. After all you put me through, all of a sudden now you want my love. And oh how you care, oh boy, don't you dare. Now you want me back, you want me back just like that. But I don't want you back no more. Oh, let me just say, I really long for this day. Tears I had to dry made me decide it's too late. Reason I picked myself up from the ground wasn't just to find out you want a second round. Now you won't be back. Just like that. Oh, you keep on knocking right after you just close the door. Oh, now you want me back, baby. But I don't want you back no more. No more. No more.
Ina Forsmeier. Thank you very much. Und jetzt nochmal live bei uns. Ina Forsmeier.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us here. Thank you for being here. And thank you for all the listeners behind the radio. I'm gonna play you two songs from my latest album, my latest studio album, I should say now. This song I could talk all about this song, but I'm just gonna tell you what inspired this song. It was a sentence that my dear husband told me when we were talking about life, you know, the deep stuff. It was one of those talks. And he said, I feel like I'm working and working day and night for a better tomorrow. But while I do that, I'm losing today. You know that feeling? We're so busy all the time trying to make something better. And then we forget that there's this moment full of magic, little things, you know? I said I would not talk about it, but now I'm blubbering. So I'll just sing to you now. This is Don't Lose Today. Can see the light in your eyes dim down, once beaming so bright. I know you're probably way too proud to tell me you feel like another night like this, and you may lose the fight. What's the good, what's the use for a fortune if you can't find the time to live your life? Don't lose today, only hoping for a better tomorrow. Today is all that we got. Time is alone, no money can buy. I swear to God, I know your faith is weary, but believe me when I say, all that we need, all that we dream of, is destined to find its way. So don't lose today. Don't lose today. Ever since I was a child, I've been dreaming my days away. Always at the edge of the battle, thinking just one more shift, I swear it's gonna change. Hard work always pays off, my daddy used to say. Now regretting all the time that he wasted chasing a rainbow, when the treasure was waiting him to come back. Don't lose today. Don't lose today. Ooh, today. Thank you so much. It's been a long time coming, now tied up to the end. We're so close that I can taste it. May your wishes be granted, all sins forgiven. Blood in your hands won't be
wasted. There's a pain in my chest. I can't let go. No, no. Let it use me, lead me, take control. Only lesson I've learned. Only lesson I can teach. Time to give it a go. Give it all, give it rough, give the bad and the blues, give the jealous mistaken, your heavenly gifts for the lost. Make it without you, I'd rather lose. Make it without you, I'd rather lose than make it without you. Oh, I'd rather lose. Too far.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Ina Forstmann. Wie gesagt, mehr gibt es am Montag im Quasimodo. Da spielt sie live und auf dem Live-Album können Sie sie auch hören, wenn Sie nicht hingehen können. Thank you very much, Ina.
Radio 1. Nur für Erwachsene.